This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Buckle up and hold on.
This station is not responsible for injuries.
This is War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, welcome to the show, our Power Hour on Newsmax TV. Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. I stand in front of the camera for an hour and I just tell you the raw truth. I react to the day's news. I don't care who it offends. I just tell it like it is. No other show like it on TV. And we got a great guest for you. One of my all-time heroes of my life was Billy Graham. One of my favorite books I've ever read is Billy Graham's autobiography. And we've got one of the greatest pastors in this country today, Billy Graham's son, Franklin Graham, on the line. He is a Christian evangelist. He's the son of Billy Graham. He's the president and CEO of Samaritan's Purse, one of the great philanthropic organizations in this country. And he's also the president of the Billy Graham Evangelistic Organization. Without further ado, Franklin Graham. Hey, Franklin, you're on with Wayne Allen Root. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you for having me tonight.
Such an honor to have you on. It's such a great history your family has. I'm a big fan. And just so you know my background, I may be a conservative warrior on TV and radio, but my background is actually I'm a Jewish kid from New York who took Christ as my Savior about 30 years ago and never looked back. So I guess you'd call me a completed Jew. And so between you and Billy Graham and Reverend Schuller, some of my great heroes in life. So thank you for coming on the show, and thanks for all you and your family have done for this great country.
Well, thank you.
So, like me, you're a fan of President Trump. I think, like me, you believe he was sent by God to save this country. Sometimes God works in mysterious ways. Trump's a real warrior. He's a little bit crude. He's a little bit offensive. He does things that a normal Christian maybe wouldn't do. But he's a lot like me because I'm a New Yorker. I'm a tough Jewish New Yorker, was raised in an all-black town, went to an all-black high school, and needed to fight for my life to survive in New York. So I'm kind of a Trump kind of guy, even though I took Christ as my Savior. I don't turn the other cheek. I fight back, and I fight hard when people say bad things about me or send me hate mail or death threats. I don't turn the other cheek. I'm very, very a strong fighter against them. So I think you agree with me. Trump was sent by God. He just happens to be the right guy at the right time in the right place. We needed kind of a battle axe. That's what Trump is, right?
I think he is, no question. He's a warrior. He's a fighter. And he fights for what he believes in. And it's nice having a president who's not a politician. And he's a businessman who has, I think, a clear focus for where this country needs to be and what it's going to take to turn around. But I do believe that he is in serious trouble. And I think the far left have been eating away at him one bite at a time for the last 2 years. And when the Mueller report came out, they just brushed that aside and they talk about impeachment. And they're going to do everything they can to destroy this man and the presidency. And I'm asking Christians across this country on Sunday, the 2nd of June.
This Sunday.
This coming Sunday. Just make it a focus of prayer. This isn't politics. This isn't an endorsement. It's just praying for the president. This is something that God requires us to do.
I was going to mention that your father, the great Billy Graham, was always sitting with every president, Republican and Democrat. He may have been a Christian and therefore a conservative and lean to the right, I guess. But having said that, he would love to sit down with every president, Republican or Democrat. I assume you would do the exact same thing, correct?
Absolutely. Because when they take the office of presidency, they're now the president of the entire United States. They're the presidents of Republicans, the president of Democrats, independents, black, white, Hispanic, all of us. And I think it's important that we not just sit down and talk to them, but we try to support them where we can and certainly pray for them because the Bible commands us to pray for those that are in authority. And President Trump this Sunday, I'm asking Christians just to, for pastors at churches to lead their congregation in a prayer. For Sunday school teachers, just individuals, just sometime during the day on Sunday the 20th, just to pray for the president.
All right, so look, I'm a believer, as I made clear to you, but yet I almost never on TV talk about things like evil or the devil or Satan. But I must say, there seems to be something going on with the attacks on this president. It's almost as if he's poking Satan and Satan's sending his emissaries out into the world to go after Trump like nothing I've ever seen in my entire life. I don't know if Trump's superhuman. There's only one God. Trump's not a God. He's a human. But he's been superhuman in his response, Franklin Graham, to all of these attacks. I don't know any other human on earth that could have withstood the attacks that Donald Trump has withstood. Do you see what I see?
I see it. First of all, he's probably the most, he's a pro-life president. He has certainly is conservative. He stood behind Israel, moved the embassy to Jerusalem. He is Christian friendly. And what I mean by that, he has Christians around him in the White House. He welcomes Christian advisors. He supports Christian causes. And I appreciate the fact that he's willing to do that. But as a result of this, the left in this country, who for the most part have turned their back on God, and they don't want God, and they rebel against God, and they have turned on him. And it's almost like every demon in hell has been released against
yes.
this administration.
Yes.
And so that's why we need to pray for him. And I just really believe that the only hope for our president is prayer. And for the Church of Jesus Christ across this country to pray for him.
All right. I agree with you. I think it's time for all of us to pray for this president. But when you pray for the president, it doesn't mean you're a Republican. You're praying for America's success. That's what drives me crazy, Franklin Graham, about liberals. I did not like Barack Obama, and I hated his policies. He was my college classmate, by the way. Columbia University, class of 83. Obama was my classmate, Wayne Root's classmate. And I couldn't stand anything he believed in. I think he's a socialist. I think he leaned too far to the left on so many issues, including importing migrants into the United States who may have a hatred for Christians and Jews. There were a lot of things I didn't like about him. I never wished for him to fail. I never wished for him to die. I never rooted for his assassination. I never said things like that. I never would, publicly or privately. I don't even think things like that. I don't want anyone to die. But you hear liberals, and they want Trump to die or go to jail or be impeached. It's terrible, isn't it?
It is terrible. And with Barack Obama, there was so much of his presidency that I just could not support or agree with, but I still pray for the man.
Correct.
And I think it's important that we do pray. And the far left, I don't know what they want to do, but it seems like they want to take our country now.
Franklin, are you still there? Did we lose you? I think we lost him. All right. Well, we might have lost him. He's probably on his cell phone. Are you still there, Franklin? All right, look, if we get him back, you let me know if he calls back. If not, then we had a great interview with the great Franklin Graham, and I'm honored and thrilled that that he came on the show and just tickled pink. So either way, Franklin Graham, thank you. Son of Billy Graham and the president and CEO of Samaritan's Purse and the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association. And you hear that this Sunday, June 2nd, he's calling for a special day of prayer across this country at churches all over the United States for President Donald Trump. I happen to be a Jewish boy, but I happen to have taken Christ as my Savior 30 years ago, and I happen to personally believe, and I've written about it, it's no secret, that I think this guy, President Trump, was handpicked by God to save this country. There's no question in my mind that if Hillary had won, our country was done, was finished, was gone. Oh, we got him back. We got him back. Franklin Graham, call him back in. We're trying to arrange him to get on. We got about 2 minutes to go in this segment, and hopefully we'll have him on. Let me know when we've got him. He'll be joined by 250 Christian leaders this Sunday, June 2nd, in a prayer day for President Donald Trump. And as I was pointing out to Franklin Graham, guess what? You're not praying for the Republican Party, although I do. You're not praying for conservatism, although I do. What you're praying for is America. This guy leads our country. Franklin, welcome back to the show. Sorry we lost you there for a minute.
Yeah, we got cut off. Sorry.
But I was just pointing out to everybody that, you know, what you do on Sunday is not praying for the Republican Party or conservatism. What you're really praying for when you pray for your president is that America is great and continues to be greater and will always be great. You want your president to do well. You want his policies to do well. You want the economy to do well. That's what you're aiming for, right?
Absolutely. And I believe that God, the only hope of this country is God. And if we pray for the president, God can not only guide and direct the president to make the right decisions, which will benefit all of us, but he can also soften the hearts of the people in Washington. And the Democrats and Republicans have to work together if we're going to solve problems. And my prayer is that the two parties will see the benefit of working together to solve problems that America faces.
You know, one of the things that's just amazing to me, Franklin Graham, is just the vitriol coming from the left and this desire to see our economy go down. I remember Bill Maher on his show on HBO said, if only we could ruin the economy and make the economy crash. I know it's terrible, but at least we defeat President Trump. Did you see the latest poll today? It comes out of Harvard, believe it or not. Harvard University has a poll out. It shows Trump's the most popular he's been in the entire 2 years of his presidency. You know, I just smile from year to year when I hear that. With all the Mueller and all the media that hates him and all the vitriol, Trump is the most popular he's ever been. What do you say to that?
Well, I think a lot of this is because of CNN and the mainstream media that have been anti-Trump, anti-Trump, anti-Trump. American people are not stupid. They see through this. And I think they're sick and tired of all this anti-Trump. And I think if the election was held today, he would win by a landslide. And so if they want to make sure that the president wins the next election, just keep up what you've been doing. Just keep doing the same old, same old.
There it is.
American people are sick of it.
Franklin, I keep saying the greatest gift from God out there, other than President Trump, he is the greatest gift. But gift number two, I think, besides maybe Vice President Pence, is Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, Ilhan Omar, and Rashida Tlaib, and Maxine Waters. They are the gifts that keep on giving. We got to run. The music's on. We've run out of time. It was a great honor to have you on. Franklin Graham, lead that prayer on Sunday. Lead Trump to victory, my man. Thank you, Franklin. God bless. Wayne Allyn, War Now, USA Radio, Newsmax TV. We'll be right back. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com. And regain control of your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Balance of Nature's fruit and veggie capsules contain 100% fine ripened fruits and vegetables, tested pure with no pesticides, fillers, or additives of any kind, and are the most effective whole food supplements on the market today. You might ask, how can over 10 servings of 31 different fruits and vegetables fit into 6 vegetarian capsules? Fruits and vegetables are on an average 85% water. Balance of Nature uses cold vacuum technology to remove the water, leaving only the whole food. We don't use any heat, air, or light drying methods that damage nutrients. Our cold vacuum technology maintains 99% of the fresh fruits and vegetables' original nutritional value. Along with diet and exercise, Mother Nature provides fruits and vegetables to help us maintain good health.
To order, go to balanceofnature.com or call 1-800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751 and use discount code USA.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root, the Capitalist Evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, Exxon,
Mobil and Hess. Fordham has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fordham also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fordham is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FordhamResources.com. That's Fordham, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
War now.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Wayne wants to hear from you. Call now, 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, War Now. Franklin Graham was just our guest. You know, it's funny because it's a summer Friday, right? It's just about to be June, and it's Friday. It's casual Friday. I try not to put a suit and tie on Friday. If I had remembered that the guest was the Honorable Reverend Franklin Graham, I would have worn a suit and a tie today. I just dressed very casual. It's one of my favorite casual shirts. I get more compliments from this than anything else I wear. People go nuts because it's red, white, and blue. And it's just such stark, dramatic red, white, and blue. Everybody always loves it. I've never worn it on TV. I thought I'd try it today. You know, I'm a gambler. I always take chances. But I wouldn't have worn it if I knew I had Franklin Graham on the show, but I didn't think about it. I do my three-hour show. It's like boom, boom, boom. I'm just, you know, guest to guest and caller to caller and story against story against story, pedal to the metal, you know what, to the wall. And I didn't even think who my first guest was. I would have loved to have been in a suit and a tie in a professional, you know, setting like that with one of the great pastors in the history of America. But hey, it's a casual Friday in the summer, and so I'm dressed casual, and I hope you like my American flag kind of shirt. It's got red, white, and blue. Fordham Resources, by the way, is the sponsor of my national radio show, and they're also a sponsor of this TV show. They're publicly traded, meaning they're stock, meaning it's Wall Street, meaning you can bet on them and you can make some money. You could also lose some money. We all know that. But they're a diversified natural resources company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. You don't get more all-American than that, right? Oil and gas and Wall Street is as all-American as you're ever going to get. Fordham's led by Chairman and CEO Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent a share stock to $200 per share. Is that amazing? 15 cents to $200, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits, one of the great success stories in the history of Wall Street, one of the greatest moves up in the history of Wall Street. And now his new baby is Fordham Resources, with over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and they also own the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Gold was flying the last few days, so over 13
at 10, $1,310 per ounce. Unbelievable. Gold's flying. And they have a 180-square-mile city of gold mining property that's nine times bigger than the city of Manhattan, New York. Fordham is spelled F-O-R-T-M. It's FordhamResources.com. Check them out for yourself. Make your own educated, informed decision whether you want to own this stock. FordhamResources.com. Their ticker symbol, F-T-M-R. But they are conservatives, and they are sponsoring this show because they love Wayne Root, and they love what I have to say, and that's pretty darn cool. All the calls are full. We've got Bill in Florida, Alan in Georgia, Manny in Florida, John in Washington, D.C. I love how often my callers call in and call back, and how dedicated they are. I really appreciate it. I want to make an announcement to you. The Trump-Pence re-election campaign kickoff rally. Newsmax is based in Boca Raton, Florida. We're kind of a Florida, we're a national TV network based in Florida. And the Trump-Pence re-election campaign kickoff rally has just been announced today for June 18th, Friday, June 18th, at the 20,000-seat Amway Center in Orlando, Florida, right in the center of Florida, right where the Orlando Magic NBA basketball team plays. And one of the great Republican contributors in America, the founder of Amway, is the owner of that or Amway Center in Orlando, Florida, hence its name, the Amway Center, the Trump-Pence re-election campaign kickoff rally. I mentioned that for a couple of reasons. Feel good. We're headed for a re-election electoral landslide because all of you and me are on the right team. Trump has done the right things. He's done a great job as president of the United States, and he's stuck to all of his campaign promises. That's the key. And he's made America great again, just like he said he would. He's made the economy great again. All great stuff. But I also want to point out what liars the liberal media are. What do we hear from the liberal media? We heard many times in the last 2 years, including several authors who wrote best-selling books that the liberals lapped up and bought and made them into bestsellers, and they made the author $1 million. And the book said Trump is never going to run for re-election. Oh, he hates it, and he can't stand being president, and he's going to go back to private life. And I kept saying, of course he's running for re-election. Trump never stops. He never quits. He finishes the job, always, has his whole life. And so he's going to run, and he's going to win by a landslide. I was right, liberal media wrong. And then I heard several rumors in the last couple of months that he was going to drop Pence from the ticket. They were going to make an excuse. Pence was going to go his own separate way or go back to running for Senate, and Trump was going to pick someone else as the VP, and I said, never going to happen. Pence has been so loyal to Donald Trump. He's been such a loyal sidekick as vice president to President Donald J. Trump. Trump would never let him go and never kick him to the curb, and sure enough, the re-election rally is Trump-Pence re-election, not Trump re-election. And who's been announced at the rally? President Trump and First Lady Melania, Vice President Mike Pence, and Second Lady Karen Pence. So he's stuck with Mike Pence, and Mike Pence will be the Vice President of the United States for another 4 years after they win by a landslide electoral vote in November of 2020. Mark it down. Wayne Root said it. It shall be. Franklin Graham said the same thing. He thinks Trump's going to win by a landslide. I say an electoral landslide. I'm not making any big predictions about the popular vote. Very tough for a Republican to win a landslide of the popular vote in a country filled with 45 million foreigners and about 20 million illegal aliens who vote. Be right back.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
We
Witnesses are claiming the shooting that took place at a Virginia Beach Municipal Center took place in Building 2, which houses a public works office. One courthouse employee said police did a good job of keeping them informed.
They told us all clear, you're perfectly safe to leave. The shooter has been apprehended. I'm sure they couldn't give us any more than that.
Police are saying at least 11 people are dead in the shooting and the shooter. Vice President Mike Pence expressing confidence in the U.S. economy as the trade war with China rattles markets and investors.
The United States is the most powerful economy in the history of the world, and we have every confidence that the United States and the American economy have the ability to do what's necessary to reset this relationship with China and other nations.
Your final numbers on Wall Street, the Dow dropped 355 points to close at 24,815, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah. Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
I mean, but I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Wayne wants to hear from you. Call now. 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, War Now. I got to get in a couple of sponsor segments here, a couple of sponsor endorsements, because we got a little behind with Franklin Graham and all. Central banks are buying gold at the fastest pace in 6 years. So if you're going to buy gold, and today's gold's been up like a rocket the last few days, it's up over $1,300 per ounce. It's over $1,310 per ounce as of today. Stock market was down, the Dow was down 350 points today, and yet gold was up dramatically today to over $1,310 per ounce. It's the time to buy wealth insurance. Everybody knows it. This is because of the trade war with Mexico and the trade war with China, and Trump's talking about trade war with Europe. It's also because of terror attack possibilities. It's also because of all kinds of, you know, news out there with North Korea and China and Russia and the United States. And it's also because of the fact that inflation seems to be rearing its ugly head again. So here's what Tangible will do for you. They've got a book out called The New Case for Gold by James Rickards, New York Times bestselling author. And they got a DVD out called End of the Road, How Money Became Worthless, that's won all kinds of awards at film festivals all over the world. And so they're going to give you this DVD, and they're going to give you this book, and they're both free. You don't have to buy a darn thing to get either one of them. They're just free because they want to educate you. They know if you're educated, you'll buy gold. And if you're looking to buy gold, you'll buy it from them. Tangible's been in business for 35 years, over $2 billion in transactions, and they sell gold at discounted prices, a great price. Call them at 800-780-9000. Book is free, DVD is free, 800-780-9000. And while you're on the phone, find out whether you qualify for their $199 gold coin gift free. So you could walk away for buying nothing, just for checking them out, with a book, a DVD, and a $199 gold coin. But you have to qualify for the coin, and they'll tell you how you qualify. But the book and the DVD are free automatically. 800-780-9000. Tangible Investments, tell them Wayne Root sent you. All right. By the way, Trump's approval rating hits a two-year high. So not only is he running for re-election with Mike Pence at a big rally in June in Orlando, Florida, in a stadium that fits 20,000 people, his approval rating hits a two-year high in the face of Mueller and the Mueller statements and all the China trade wars and nutty liberals calling him a criminal and KKK and Hitler and you name it. He's winning. He's winning, winning, winning. What did he say? You'll never get sick of winning, and we're not getting sick of winning. We're just going to keep winning and winning and winning. He actually, his quote was, you'll win so much you'll get sick of winning. I think that was his quote. And I kept saying, no, we'll never get sick of winning. Are you sick of winning? I'm not sick of winning. Matter of fact, we haven't won enough. We need to win more. We need to really build the wall. We need to really secure the border. We need to really shut down people wanting asylum on that border and shut out Central America and Mexico. Until we've done that, we're not really winning enough for me to get sick of winning, let me tell you. All right, let's take some calls. We've got Bill in Florida on line one. Bill, you're on with Wayne Allen Root. How are you?
Oh, Wayne, how are you doing, buddy? Great. I don't know who loves Trump more, me or you, but I'm going to tell you what, I will be at the Amway Center in Orlando. I'm in Ocala, but I will go to Orlando. It's only an hour away.
Good for you.
What I want to say, Wayne, is this media is driving me nuts, man. Yesterday, they say Trump wanted to cover up the name on McCain's boat. He don't do that stuff.
Right.
The man is not petty. The man wins. We're going to keep winning. He's going to get reelected, and go Trump.
All right. Thank you, Bill. And by the way, that's not Bill just saying that. It's a fact now that that was a lie. More fake news. The media said Trump said when he was in Japan, the I guess it's the battleship or a destroyer or an aircraft carrier, whatever it is, it's named the John McCain. And he said the media said he tried to cover up the name. He didn't want to see the name because he hates John McCain so much. Never happened. More lies from the fake news media. Let's take Alan in Georgia on line two. Alan, you're on with Wayne Root. How are you?
Hey, Wayne. Good to be with you.
Thank you. What's on your mind today?
Yours is the only show I really can truly say I'm in love with, because I get the news and your spot-on analysis. So here's my thought, and you tell me what you think and where I'm wrong.
Okay.
I love the idea of the Democrats going down the road to impeachment. And let's just see that play out for the next year or year and a half and see if it doesn't blow up in their face and Trump's landslide is even more overwhelming than you think. Am I wrong or not?
No, no, you're right. You're right. Listen, I'll admit you're right. I'll prove you're right by admitting the mistake that I made back in whatever year it was. Must have been 1998, when everybody on the Republican side was saying that that Bill Clinton ought to be impeached for the Monica Lewinsky incident. And I still believe he did something terrible. He had sex with an intern, a young girl who was like 19 years old, in the middle of the White House. That's terrible. Then he lied under oath. That's committing a crime. So I still believe I was right. But where I was wrong was that the American public didn't care. And we kept talking about it and talking about it and trying to make it happen. And the result of that is we pushed further than the American people wanted. They didn't understand it. They didn't want it. The economy was good. They didn't want us to impeach Clinton. The Republican Party made a mistake, and we lost because of it. So all I'm going to tell you is that, and Bill Clinton left as one of the most popular presidents in recent history. They can keep doing this. They're making an exact repeat of the mistake that we made on the right against Bill Clinton, except in this case it's far worse, because Bill Clinton did do something awful in the White House. Trump didn't do anything awful in the White House, and liberals are making up lies about him. So I think they're going to screw themselves, excuse my language, but, you know, like a screw going side to side, screwing it in, they are screwing themselves really badly right now. The American people are so sick of their nonsense. Trump, you are right, Alan. If they want to impeach him, they'll ruin themselves and we'll win even bigger in 2020. Thank you, Alan. Manny in Florida, getting a lot of Florida calls because that's where Trump's going on June 18th.
Hello.
Manny, how are you? Wayne Root.
Okay. Do you hear me?
I do.
Hello. Okay, listen, I called you a few days ago. I'm the Bronx boy that lived up in 233rd Street.
Yes.
Near Mount Vernon.
Yeah, I remember you.
And you had mentioned that you were from that area as well.
Yes, sir. Mount Vernon, New York. I was born in Mount Vernon Hospital.
And I was listening to you with Reverend Graham, and there was a good conversation with him. And I said to myself a few days ago, I said, what is a Jewish boy has anything to do with evangelistical?
Yeah.
I'm saying to myself, Jews don't call themselves evangelistic.
So I said to myself,
well, this guy might be a born-again Christian Jew.
Yeah, well, I am. That's what I am. There it is.
Well, you verified it tonight when you were talking to Franklin Graham.
Yeah.
And I said, you know, I just had that feeling that you were a true born-again Christian Jew, and so am I. I'm not Jewish.
Great.
I'm not Jewish. I'm Italian-American. But when you become born again, you are circumcised in your heart and in your mind, the Bible says.
Yes.
So I'm so proud. I'm proud of you and what you stand for.
Thank you, man.
And where you come from. And I was born and raised actually in the South Bronx in a real tough neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
And I had to fight my way many days going to school and coming back.
Me too.
And, you know, I'm a little rough around the edges, but the good
Me
Lord
too.
Jesus changed my whole demeanor. And I'm glad to see you as a born-again Christian Jew. And I'll tell you one thing. My father, he had a neighbor who used to go to my father's barbershop. His name was Irving Shank, a Jewish boy.
Mm-hmm.
And my father spoke to him about the Lord Jesus, and he converted over to become a Judeo-Christian born again.
Well,
and he was always in our church, and he was always in the front pew, and he was not ashamed to talk about the Lord God and Jesus and how his life was changed.
Man, you and I have a lot in common because you're a son of a barber. I'm a son of a butcher. You're an SOB too, from the Bronx, two
right.
blocks from Mount Vernon. I'm from Mount Vernon, so small world. Hey, Manny, thanks for the call. Really appreciate it. I'm proud
All
and honored.
Right.
Proud and honored. You're proud of me, man. Thank you. I love when my viewers call in with personal stories. We've got Jim in Virginia on line one. Jim, you're on with Wayne Root. How are you?
I'm great. How are you? Thank
great.
You for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
Hey, I think that this thing, all this going on, the Trump administration and his attorneys are doing all defense and no offense. And the train for the liberals is going down the track at full speed. And the Trump administration has done absolutely nothing to even slow the train down. And I'm really not on board with Bob Barr because he hasn't done a thing. Everybody says he's great and he's done this. What has he done? Please tell me.
Well, first of all, he put them in their place with the Mueller report. Any other attorney general would have been too meek to come out and make the statement that there is no crime, there is no obstruction, there is no Russian collusion. President Trump is innocent. Bob Barr did do that. Excuse me, William Barr did do that. Bob Barr was my running mate, by the way. In 2008, I ran on the presidential ticket of the Libertarian Party. It was Bob Barr, the former congressman from Georgia, and Wayne Allyn. But William Barr, the attorney general, was very strong against Mueller and the Democrats, and they're calling for his basic hanging, and I'm telling you, there's a reason for it. He's been fantastic. I disagree with you. I can't tell you how good he's been, Jim, against the Mueller report, pushing back. And he's done it again today. Now he's pushing back against Mueller's final statement, his retirement statement, saying I'm retiring and I'm out of it. All right, we got to run. We got to run, Jim. I'm disagreeing with you on that one. I think Mueller's Barr's done a much better job than you realize. And wait till the next few days when you see him do what Trump ordered him to do, which is release all those documents about the spying. And by the way, Barr has come out of his gone out of his way to announce there was spying. I think he's been fantastic, as good as you could have ever expected. By the way, speaking of as good as you could ever expected, My Doctor Suggests is the sponsor of this segment of the show. How do you contact them? How do you get their alkaline structured silver lozenges that have made me no hoarse voice in 3 years, no colds in 3 years? How do you get their silver liquid that's got rid of all my brain fog? Best stuff I've ever used. Amazing. From 5 in the morning on, I'm sharp as a tack. Call 866-660-9868 or go to mydoctorsuggests.com/root. Say root, 20% off. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com. And regain control over your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making with Their Investments Today and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
I'm Wade Allyn Root for Tangible Investments. Tangible CEO has been quoted on the front page of the Wall Street Journal, interviewed on CNBC, and featured in Fortune magazine. He's been warning about a volatile and unpredictable stock market for months. The Dow is down 4,000 points since the peak. The Russell 2000 down more than 20%. In 2008, the market fell 55%, more than half your net worth wiped out. You need asset protection now. If you're a qualified client who has ever bought gold or silver before, and you have the receipt to prove it, Tangible Investments will give you a free fractional American Gold Eagle with a retail value of $199. Tangible will prove after you deal with Tangible Investments, you'll never buy from anyone else ever again. Call now to find out if you qualify for your $199 gold gift free. Call Tangible Investments at 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000. Tangible has done billions of dollars in transactions and can show you how to protect your assets. Call 800-780-9000 and go for your free $199 coin.
War now.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you feel you've been lied to, pressured, or misled into buying your timeshare, you have the right to cancel completely. This is Steve Sanchez, and I'd like to introduce you to Wesley Financial Group, the leading top-rated timeshare cancellation company in the country. That's right, no more excessive fees or lifetime commitments that make you feel like you're serving a prison sentence. Founded by CEO Chuck McDowell, a pioneer in the industry, who went into federal court and won against the largest timeshare resort company in the world just to help you get out of your timeshare. Too good to be true? No. Countless testimonials and the highest ratings from the Better Business Bureau make Wesley Financial Group the real deal, and their money-back guarantee they put in writing makes them the Steve Sanchez choice for successfully canceling your timeshare guaranteed. To get their free information kit, call 1-800-475-1919. That's 1-800-475-1919, or visit them at timesharecancellations.com. That's 1-800-475-1919.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at pestworld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network, live from Las Vegas, this is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show. Now, back to the Warrior.
Hey, welcome back, Wayne Allyn Root, War Now. We're changing the name of the show, you know, Wayne Allyn Roots, raw and unfiltered. That's what you get, an hour here of just honest truth. Sam Lannis, you want honest truth, the IRS is tough hombres, as Trump likes to say, tough to deal with. And I hired the best damn tax lawyer in America. Thank God. Speaking of Franklin Graham and God, thank God I found him. God sent me to Sam Lannis, my personal tax lawyer. He beat the IRS once for me. 6 days later, they audited me again. He said, my gosh, you really are on Obama's enemies list. And he beat the entire United States government again. And we really had the weight of the whole U.S. government against us. Sam Lannis did it twice, and he did a great job for me. And one of these days, I'll tell you about the third time. In any case, Sam Lannis is the best, man. I don't know what I would do without him. Whatever your issue is, just a simple audit, or missing returns, or unpaid taxes, or penalties, or tax liens, or innocent spouse, just call the staff at Lawyers IRS Resolution Services. That's Sam Landis' company. His law firm is the Landis Tax Group, but he's now formed a special company, Lawyers IRS Resolution Services, just for you, the listeners and viewers of the Wayne Allyn Root Show. It's $190 a month for him to handle your tax problems, and most cases are concluded in 3 to 6 months. I asked him to do it. He did it. Thank you, Sam. 1-800-WE-HELP-YOU. 1-800-WE-HELP-YOU or WeHelpYou.com. WeHelpYou.com. Great stuff. If you're in a battle with the IRS, you need the best by your side. Sam Lannis is the best. Let's grab some more calls to end the show. Marty in Michigan, line two. Marty, you're with Wayne Allyn Root. How are you?
Wayne Allyn Root, sir, what a pleasure to talk to you.
Great to talk to you. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, first off, I enjoy your show. It's amazing, just your network, to have another voice of opinion, you know, relative opinion to my own is just a real blessing. But I, you know, I'm just going to say it. At this point in our country, we're in the 2020 cycle as we speak. So, you know, watching Trump having to deal with our own Republican Party, the ineptitude of them, Paul Ryan working against the president, no funding for the wall, when I was really upset at the first point where the Republicans didn't utilize the nuclear option to get stuff done, but we're always right, spineless with the tail between the leg. But I want to say, look, at this time, there is no dialogue, there is no conversation, there is no compromise to be had with the Democrats in any capacity whatsoever. There's
agreed,
no tolerance with these guys. It's either agreed, left or right. It's life or death. It's infanticide. Or I've never seen anything. If Obama was running today, he would be running to the opposite side of his own party. That's how unhinged the Democrats are. They are out of their minds, sir.
Well,
I can't stand this.
And I agree with you on everything. The only area where I might disagree with you a little bit, I just made the same statement as you, by the way. I've said Obama looks conservative or moderate next to these guys, but he's not. I think Obama is just as radical, just as socialist, just as communist as all the crazies on the extreme left of the Democratic Party today. And the difference between him and them, they admitted he was always careful to act moderate and portray himself as moderate. But believe me, he was a radical pro-Islamist. He was a radical pro-communist, socialist, Marxist, radical anti-capitalist. He was a terrible guy who had a nice smile, a nice family, and gave the mistaken impression, which is called fraud, that he was on our side, he was a nice guy, and he loved the country. Obama was a fraud. Got it, Rod, Marty. I got to get more people in. Thank you for the call. First time call. I don't remember ever hearing from Marty. So welcome to the show. Robert in San Diego, line 3, in California, communist-occupied territory. What's up, Robert?
Yes, good evening there. My name's Robert Mung. I'm a retired Marine. I don't like to use retired.
Hoorah.
Hoorah there. And I like that name that you have, War Talk, there on your program there. I appreciate you letting me express my point of view, and that's what makes our country great, that we have that First Amendment right where we can. As a Marine, I reenlisted several times. I did several years. I retired from the Marine Corps.
Thank you for your service, by the way.
I just wanted to make a statement to the public that's watching your program. Those individuals are concerned about the truth, that are patriots, Americans first, all that other stuff.
Just remember, we only have about a minute and a half, so keep it tight. About 45 seconds or so, right?
Hey, I took an oath, okay, like a lot of these other people in our country, in public service, to defend our Constitution.
Keep that doggy quiet.
All enemies, foreign and domestic. It's unfortunate that the swamp there has a lot. I'm going to look at it. I'll put it this way. The Democrats are not helping the Americans and patriots of this country. To me, they are the enemy of this country. Not all Democrats, but a considerable number of them.
And the ones in leadership in D.C., I agree with you. The leadership in D.C. are all terrible people, and the word evil pops to mind, but not all Democrats are bad. But the ones in leadership are terrible, terrible people. I'm with you. I'm with you, Robert. Okay. All right, we have time for one more call? Oh, we're running out. Time's out for the night. All right, we're wrapping up for the night. Chris O'Sullivan gives me the word in my ear. He says we only got less than a minute to go. What, about 30 seconds or so? Listen, another week is in the books, which is hard for me to believe how fast these things go. We had a shortened week, only had 4 days because of Memorial Day holiday. But we all love America, and I love all of you. I love the patriots, and I love the small business owners, and I love the middle class, and I love the working class, and I love the gun owners, and I love the conservatives and the Republicans and the libertarians and the independents and all of us pro-Trumpers, man. We're in it together. God bless you. Fight for America and for all the cops out there. Why do I like Trump? He loves cops. He loves military. Look how he shook the hands of all 1,000 cadets on the stage at the Air Force Academy yesterday. What a guy. No other president would do that. God bless you all who sacrificed for this country, who gave your all and risked your lives, the most precious thing in the world, for this country. And the cops who do it every day. I love you. Be safe this weekend. God bless you. Bye-bye. See you on Monday.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.